Burnley's very much an attacking force. He's pacey. He loves to get at players. He loves to take players on. He's very, very skillful. Loves cutting in and having a go at a goal. This year he's been playing on the right side of a three-pronged attack. He did spend the whole last year as a wing-back, but as he told us earlier this season when he scored the hat-trick on the opening day against Bradford, playing that far-back shackled him and sort of really restricts his natural attacking game. So he's very much a out-and-out winger. He always loves to cut in and have a pop at goal. He does that quite often during the game. And he's only 23, so plenty of time to learn. And he's a real exciting talent. He was schooled at Tottenham at White Hart Lane, came to Swindon as part of the Tottenham raft of players that Swindon had a couple of years ago. And he's really upped his game this season, and I'm not surprised that he's been linked with a plethora of clubs, really.
When you look at Huddersfield and recent transfers, you can kind of look at a few players who've come in that Huddersfield maybe bought low and then sold high. One of those, as a good example, is Connor Cody, who they signed for, I think it was less than $500,000, goes to Wolves for two. Jacob Butterfield, everyone's talking about this at the moment, signed as part of the Clayton deal last season. By now, it almost seems to be just being stupid if you hear like some of the figures that people are talking about. So would Nathan Byrne maybe fit the Huddersfield mould in that? Somebody that they could buy now for not the biggest amount of money, and then maybe in 12 months or 2 years look to move him on at a big fee?
Yeah, I think my understanding is that if Byrne does go, then Swindon will want something in the region of 850,000, 900,000. Maybe, you know, with add-ons you're probably looking at just over $1 million, but I think 23 years old, still very young. I mean, he's only going to get better and better, and if he's playing week in, week out, he's only going to develop. And if he does go to the Championship, which seems the next logical step for him, then he's only going to learn off better players and a better standard of football. You know, we all know how competitive the Championship is now. I mean, you look at the money and the players that are going to that league, and it will only be good for him. So yeah, I think in answer to your question, I think he does fit that mould. And you know, if he goes to Huddersfield and does a good job, then, you know, in a couple of seasons, they could be looking at, pocketing a big fee for him.
Andrew, you mentioned about there being a plethora of clubs, so it's not just Huddersfield who are looking at him.
No, there's Swindon's chairman went on to the local BBC radio on Monday and named QPR, Burnley and Huddersfield is just three of the clubs. Burnley's director of football, Frank McParland, was at a recent game to watch him. I understand they've called their interest of late, but West Brom, Brentford, Cardiff, they've all been linked with him as well. So there's plenty of clubs keeping an eye on him. As I've said, he is an exciting talent. I think it would just be which club can stump up the money. You know, I think we know QPR they've got plenty of that. I do understand that they'd only make a move if Matty Phillips were to go. Burnley have obviously got parachute payments and are looking for a winger, so they could be one. I've been told this morning that Huddersfield have got money to spend from the sale of Alex Smithy for QPR. And they're also going to be given further funds if Jacob Butterfield goes. So for me, I think it'll be, you know, Swindon are probably in a position where they can get themselves jostled nicely to try and start a bidding war, and it would just be whoever wants to sort of part of the most money for him.
The transfer window closes next Tuesday night. So, Andrew, you just, you know, look into your crystal ball. Nathan Byrne, next Wednesday, he is going to be wearing the training kit of which team?
Put me on the spot now. that's a toughie. Every day, I'm sort of getting, I'm more and more inclined to say that it won't be Swindon. It could well be Huddersfield, from the impressions I'm getting. I mean, they're going to have some money to spend, and if they want him back, you know, it certainly looks like he could strengthen their squad. I'll stick with Huddersfield.
I did somewhat put you on the spot with that one, but I think you've answered it pretty well.
it's a tough one. I mean, as you know, I mean, things change every day in the transfer window, and with the TV deal coming in next year for the Premier League, it is having a real ripple effect, in my opinion, because Premier League clubs are spending big money. As we've seen the Championship, there's been some crazy money spent, and that is coming down to League One and League Two. You know, League Two, the wages have doubled this year on average. You know, you've got big clubs like Sheffield United and Millwall in League One, but anything can happen. It's going to be an interesting few days, that's for sure. I mean, Swindon obviously now have got a history of selling their best players if they can get the right money for them, so it's definitely one to keep an eye on. I think what we can safely say is that Huddersfield are firmly in the mix for him, and yeah, it'll be interesting to see where he ends up if he does end up going.
Well, just finally, as I've got you on the phone, Swindon Town had a great start to the season. They that first game against Bradford, they went a goal down and then ended up winning 4-1. I'm sure Bradford fans listening to Radio Yorkshire won't like me reminding you of that. But this weekend, Swindon play Sheffield United, two sides who, after four games, both sit in the playoff spots. How do you see this one going?
Well, I just hope it's not a repeat of the last time the two sides met. I think the 5-5 in the playoff semi-final is the craziest game I've ever reported on. I don't think I'll ever see a game like it. I mean, both sides have changed quite a lot. Obviously, Swindon have had to completely overhaul their squad from the summer, and from the side that reached the playoff final. You know, Sheffield United, for me, have got one of the best managers in the Football League in Nigel Atkins. You know, they've also got the best front line in my book in Billy Sharp and Connor Salmon. Swindon are going to be weakened. Their captain, Nathan Thompson, did his groin last week. Influential midfielder Yasser Kassim is on international duty. New signing Jordan Stewart is away on international duty. They've only got one fit striker in Michael Smith, who continues to be linked with a move away. So they're going to be weakened. So it's going to be interesting to see how they line up and how the players that come in respond to the challenge. You know, Sheffield United had a couple sent off last night. I think Sheffield United will probably win. I think they have too much for Swindon on Saturday, especially given that Swindon are going to be weakened. I don't think it's going to be as many goals as last time they met. I hope not anyway, but I can certainly see it being a comfortable sort of, you know, 2-0, 3-1 win for the Blades.